Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 881 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Tammy, but before we get to that, I want to let you know about today's sponsor, which is Vistaprint, a company that I've used many times before, both for personal and business-related things. You know, what they do is they offer tons of custom products, like business cards, postcards, banners, apparel, invitations, all those kinds of things. And they have amazing customer and design services to help you create whatever it is you're looking for, and they guarantee you'll love the products every time or they will make it right. So what's really cool about this is you get an amazing offer here to get 500 custom business cards, 500 of them, for $9.99, which is a 50% savings off the regular pricing. So here's how you redeem that. Visit Vistaprint.com, design your custom business cards, enter my code PAT, P-A-T, at checkout, and you'll get the 500 cards for $9.99. All right. Awesome. Now here's today's question from Tammy.
Hey, Pat. It's Tammy from the Local Small Business Coach Podcast. I need some advice. I started my podcast back in September 2016, and since then, I have changed my music, my intro, and a few other things. Right now, my podcast is flowing the way I had hoped. Since a few of the changes are pretty big, like the intro, I've been wondering if I should go back to those old episodes and edit them to sound like the newer ones. Since I have the original Audacity files, it should be pretty easy to do this and replace the old ones. I'm curious as to your take on this. Should I do it? I know a lot of people listen to current episodes and then hopefully go back and listen to the old ones. I just want them to have a similar feel to them. I'm curious to your thoughts. By the way, I just love your smart podcast player. I have it on both of my websites and I love it. Thanks again for all you do for us out here in Flynnland.
Hey, Tammy, thank you so much for the question and all the kind words and for using the smart podcast player and all the support. I really appreciate that. Now, as you know, as a podcaster, what's really cool about having a podcast is it's your own stage. You can do whatever you want. And I know a lot of people who are going to be on one end saying, no, you don't have to do that. It's kind of cool to see where you came from. And it's like really awesome to see how one progresses with a podcast over time. Similar to me, like there's some things in the past that I know I could go back and change with older episodes, but I don't go and do that. However, I also know a lot of people who, like you, Tammy, will likely feel the need to keep a consistent experience with people who are listening to your show, and that's really important to you. And because of that, I would recommend, since that is something that it sounds like is really important to you, I would just recommend to go and do it. And it's really smart that you have all these files, and it should be really easy to replace. What I would do is create some sort of system or even have an assistant do it for you if that's possible, just because I know it can take a lot of time. Now, it depends on what hosting platform you're using for your audio, but there are ways to just really simply re-upload episodes or replace episodes so that people who download that show in the future, they'll hear the new intro or any other changes that you made. Now, I'm going back in the past and doing things with Smart Passive Income related to sponsors that are there who I actually don't want to have on the show anymore in the past. That's the cool thing and the not so cool thing about podcasts is, you know, a lot of it is evergreen, right? So people will, like you said, go back and listen to older episodes. And if there's potentially a reference that you made or a sponsor that you talked about who isn't really in alignment with your brand anymore, it may be worth going back and actually doing those replacements, like you said. But a lot of people with intro music, I mean, they're going to be on both sides of the spectrum. And if that's something that you want to do, go ahead and do it. Now, I will say that the people who have already downloaded your previous episodes, it won't automatically replace those. Since those are already on people's devices and they've downloaded them, it's going to have the old files. And that's totally okay. I wouldn't stress out too much about that. But just know that when you do this and you hit replace, everybody in the future who downloads those previous episodes are going to have the new music. And that's really cool. So yeah, go for it, Tammy. Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Best of luck to you and your podcast and the replacements of all those different episodes. Hopefully there's not too many, but also hopefully you can get a system in place to have it done in the smoothest and most frictionless way possible. So again, thank you, Tammy. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Also, I want to mention that this is a special week in SPI land because we've reopened the doors to my brand new course, Smart From Scratch, there to help you at the start of your online business journey. If you already have a business, don't worry about this pitch right now. But if you're just starting out and you've tried and it just hasn't gone well for you, I'm here to help you with smartfromscratch.com, a course that currently is only being offered for $197, a one-time payment, no recurring monthly payments. You get lifetime access to all this amazing content that's going to walk you through a step-by-step process to validate one single idea that you have so that you can move forward with it. Meaning, if you have a billion ideas in your head, it narrows it down to one. Or even if you don't have any ideas, we're going to find one that works for you and your future that you want and a market that you can serve. So we'll walk you through that process. Prices will be going up the next time enrollment opens. This time, however, it's only at $197. All you have to do is go to smartfromscratch.com right now and you can sign up if you're listening to this in the future. You can sign up for the waitlist there, and we're offering a community to go along with it and office hours, so you'll get direct access to me as you begin your journey. So again, one more time, smartfromscratch.com. Thank you so much. I appreciate you all. Hope to see you there. And also, here's a quote to finish off the day, as we always do. And that quote is from Gail Godwin, and that is, "Good teaching is 1/4 preparation and 3/4 theater." Awesome. Thanks, guys. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.